Straight Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Here's a story that I mentioned the other day, and we never had a chance to get to. And I like the occasional visionary story like this. Ray Kurzweil is a name that we've mentioned before on the program.
I don't remember it.
He is a futurist, as I believe the term for what this guy is. Okay. The guy who thinks about the future and knows stuff.
I remember Alvin Toffler. We had to take a future studies class in high school. I don't remember much about it.
He's a smart guy, and he knows a thing or two about exactly what might be coming down the proverbial pike. Ray Kurzweil at WashingtonPost.com. Just to give you a little vision for what might be happening here within your lifetime. MIT was so advanced in 1965, the year I entered as a freshman, that it actually had a computer. Housed in its own building, it cost $11 million in today's dollars and was shared by all students and faculty. Four decades later, the computer in your cell phone is a million times smaller, a million times less expensive, and 1,000 times more powerful.
Wow. Wow. Can you 1,000 times more powerful than the computer they had at MIT in 1965?
That's a billion-fold increase in the amount of computation that you can buy per dollar. Yet, as powerful as information technology is today, we will make another billion-fold increase in capacity for the same cost over the next 25 years.
It was 40 before. Mm-hmm. Now it's 25.
That's because information technology builds upon itself. We're continually using the latest tools to create the next, so they grow in
capability. Doesn't all technology build upon itself?
Of course, but it's particularly obvious when it comes to this technology.
Well, it's obvious because it's new, it's emergent, and it's completely government controlled.
For the most part. Many devices do have to go through an FCC approval thing to make sure they don't interfere with other devices. But yes, for the most part, there's very little governmental regulation in the field of technology. And so that is one of the main reasons why it grows at such a fast clip. Though he did mention cell phones, and since that's radio frequency, it bears mentioning that the FCC held back cell phone technology for decades.
That's true.
Decades.
Yeah.
So imagine having that little cell phone that you have now in 1975. It could have happened.
It was more like 68, as I recall from the story.
Anyway, so that doesn't just mean snazzier cell phones, says Kurzweil. It means that change will rock every aspect of our world. The exponential growth in computing speed will unlock a solution to global warming, unmask the secret to longer life, and solve myriad other worldly conundrums. This exponential progress in the power of information technology goes back to more than a century, to the data processing equipment used in the 1890 census, the first U.S. census to be automated. It has been a smooth and highly predictable phenomenon despite all the vagaries of history throughout that period, including two world wars, the Cold War, and the Great Depression. I say highly predictable because thanks to its exponential power, only technology possesses the scale to address the major challenges, such as energy and the environment, disease and poverty, confronting society. That, at least, is the major conclusion of a panel organized by the National Science Foundation and the National Academy of Engineering, on which I recently participated. Take energy, for example. Today, 70% of it comes from fossil fuels, a 19th century technology. But if we could capture just 1/10,000th of the sunlight that falls on Earth, we could meet 100% of the world's energy needs using this renewable and environmentally friendly source.
1/10,000th.
That's correct. We can't do that now because solar panels rely on old technology, making them expensive, inefficient, heavy, and hard to install. But a new generation of panels based on nanotechnology, which manipulates matter at the level of molecules, is starting to overcome these obstacles. The tipping point at which energy from solar panels will actually be less expensive than fossil fuels is only a few years away. The power we're generating from solar is doubling every 2 years. At that rate, it will be able to meet all our energy needs within 20 years. Nanotechnology itself is an information technology and therefore subject to what I call the law of accelerating returns, a continual doubling of capability about every year. Venture capital groups and high-tech companies are investing billions of dollars in these new renewable energy technologies.
Well, of course they are. Of course these companies are. It's popular right now, A, and the reason it's popular is because, people know that dependence on fossil fuel means dependence on other countries, dependence on the government being able to tax things, stuff like that, whereas solar power, you can generate yourself. It creates little microeconomies. Houses can create their, you know, can have a solar panel there that will create all their own energy. It's one of the last things that you have to worry about. You can drill a well. You can have solar energy. You can choose between, you know, who's going to provide you with television and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You aren't forced to use any utility. The only thing left that you're forced to do is property tax.
Kurzweil says, I'm confident that the day is close at hand when we will be able to obtain energy from sunlight using nano-engineered solar panels and store it for use on cloudy days in nano-engineered fuel cells for less than it costs to use environmentally damaging fossil fuels. It's important to understand that exponential seems slow at first. In the mid-1990s, halfway through the Human Genome Project to identify all the genes in human DNA, researchers had succeeded at only collecting 1% of the human genome. But the amount of genetic data was doubling every year, and that is actually right on schedule for an exponential progression. The project was slated to take 15 years, and if you and I double 1% seven more times, you surpass 100%. In fact, the project was finished 2 years early. This helps explain why people underestimate what is technologically feasible.
But I remember them talking about how this human genome project was having some problems. It was going slowly, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So, you know, you can always talk bad about technology and how it's not going fast enough. The free market won't make solutions.
Nothing will happen with that internet thing.
Yep.
It's just for pictures.
Yep. They think a delivery system for porn.
They think linearly, while the actual course of progress is exponential. We see the same progression with other biological technologies as well. Just recently, medicine, like energy, was not an information technology. This is now changing as scientists begin to understand how biology works as a set of information processes. The approximately 23,000 genes in our cells are basically software programs, and we are making exponential gains in modeling and simulating the information processes that cracking the genome code has unlocked. We also have new tools, likewise just a few years old, that'll actually allow us to reprogram our body or biology in the same way that we reprogram our computers. For example, when the fat insulin receptor gene was turned off in mice, they were able to eat ravenously yet remain slim and obtain the health benefits of being slim.
Right. So modifying people's genes isn't done through at the time of birth. You can do it all along.
They didn't get heart disease or diabetes, and they lived 20% longer. There are now more than 1,000 drugs in the pipeline to turn off the genes that promote obesity, heart disease, cancer, and other diseases. Before I continue with what he has to say, notice he used the term pipeline, in the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
More than 1,000 drugs in the pipeline. What pipeline is he referring to?
The FDA.
That's right. And how long is that pipeline anyway?
17 years.
Something like that. 17, 19. It's also a billion, multi-billion dollar process to get these drugs out to the marketplace.
So we could do it now.
Many of these things could be happening now. Yeah.
But the FDA is stopping them. The FDA is killing people.
Right. That means that, you know, the people that die because of various different problems within the next 19 years or 15 years or 10 years or however much time is left on each of these medications, too bad for them. We've got to make sure that no one possibly could be harmed by taking an experimental substance, even though we know that thousands upon thousands of adult Americans and young people will be perishing while they wait to get their hands on these experimental technologies. So,
who's held responsible?
Nobody. So I think it's important to point out that, yes, technology is going to do amazing things for the medical field, but unlike computers, the medical field is incredibly highly regulated by the federal government. So it is going to we could have so much better health so much sooner if the government would step out of the way. If the FDA were dissolved tomorrow, all of this technology could manifest itself much faster into our lives than it is being allowed to because of the government. The government's FDA is prohibiting revolutionary products and services in the medical world from hitting the marketplace sooner rather than later. And they're prohibiting each individual from making their own informed decision about what to do with their lives. It's disgusting, and it needs to stop, which is one of the reasons why secession, I think, is so imperative. It's so imperative that we get this federal government out of our lives as soon as possible so we can all live 1,000 years or 2,000 years. Because if the FDA is out there, they're going to, you know, somebody's going to come up with a technology and say, I can extend life to 1,000 years. Well, the FDA is going to say, well, let's look at this. We don't know if we want human beings to be around for that long. That could be a bad idea. We're going to have to spend another 5 decades looking into this. We need a task force, we're going to need to really investigate this. And then, you know, who's to say they'll even allow that technology? And then it'll be underground, it'll be like black market, it'll be a mess. More on the way, though, about the future. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy them, including archives. Grab up a whole bunch of shows, entire year's worth of the program right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word of the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks, anything that you would need sort of in the average life, the normal course of your living. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
1-800-259-9231. Continuing a quick visionary story from Ray Kurzweil. He's a computer scientist and inventor. He's the author of The Singularity Is Near and Fantastic Voyage. Talking about the future and what exactly is coming. And boy, is it coming faster than you might expect it to come. Talking about nanotechnology, some seriously impressive advances in technology and how technology continues to double its capability about every single year. So because of this, you're just looking at an expansion that is, it's incredible to even comprehend and think about. I mean, if you've lived through the last few decades and you've seen the amazing changes that you've seen, get ready. Buckle your seatbelts, because it just keeps getting better. And as I pointed out, of course, the one thing that stands in the way of all this is the federal government and all of its rules and regulations, especially in the field of healthcare. As far as cell phones and computers, odds are good they're going to keep hands off of that, so we'll see some tremendous development there. But healthcare is going to be probably a couple decades behind where it actually could be in reality. He points out that we can turn enzymes on and off. We can add new genes to the body. He says, I'm an advisor to a company that removes lung cells, adds a new gene, reproduces the gene-enhanced cell a million-fold, and then injects it back into the body where it returns to the lungs. This has cured a fatal disease, pulmonary hypertension, in animals, and is now undergoing human trials.
Of course, that's 17 years right. Before we get to see anything.
If the FDA approves it.
Now, they do have a fast-track program, but that's even more expensive.
The important point is this. Now that we can model, simulate, and reprogram biology just like we can a computer, it will be subject to the law of accelerating returns, a doubling of capability in less than a year. These technologies will be more than 1,000 times more capable in a decade, more than 1,000,000 times more capable in 2 decades.
2 decades.
We are now adding 3 months every year to human life expectancy, but given the exponential growth of our ability to reprogram biology, this will soon go into high gear. According to my models, 15 years from now, we'll be adding more than a year each year to our remaining life expectancy. This isn't a guarantee of living forever, because you could step out in front of a bus, for instance, but it does mean that the sands of time will start pouring in rather than only pouring out. What's more, this exponential progression of information technology will affect our prosperity as well. The World Bank has reported, for example, that poverty in Asia has been cut in half over the past decade due to information technologies, and that at current rates, it will be cut by another 90% over the next decade. That phenomenon will spread around the globe. And again, this is as even in Asia, where governments are relatively oppressive, people are seeing increases in their lifespans and increases in the amount of wealth that they have access to. But imagine how much more wealthy we could all be if we would just be able to keep the money that we earned and invest it and save it and give it away in the ways that we thought were best. And then imagine how the resources would be so much better allocated if you, the one person that actually knows best how to run your life, could run 100% of it.
You know, and it's scary to think that the market might that we would leave allocation of resources to, well, no one and nothing. But we really leave it to everyone, and we leave it to the marketplace. You can look at it in areas like the grocery store. Grocery stores are just, they're incredible. You think about a market that people must have, even a marketplace where different vendors would come to sell their wares, but a market where people would have been able to go get food, I don't know, 50 years ago. Now you look at a supermarket where you can get all kinds of food from all over the world and all kinds of different sized packages. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a wonder when you look at Spanish olives just how many different sizes the bottles come in. The little bottle, you can get the bigger bottle. Yep. There's like eight sizes of just Spanish olives.
Do you want your olives with or without pimentos?
And they do it in just a short period, you know, a short little section of shelving there, just one shelf, you know, a few feet of it. That's Spanish olives right there. And then there's product. This is
I love shampoo. I love the shampoo aisle at Walmart. It's just an entire aisle devoted to shampoo and conditioner.
I've got a story. When I got out of prison, or I wasn't actually out of prison. I went to work release where they sort of reintegrate you. And it's a good damn thing. We went on the Walmart run. This was my first outing into the free world. I went to Walmart.
Wow.
I had to buy things. I stopped getting free underpants and things. So I went to buy underpants, shampoo, the sort of things you need when you have absolutely nothing. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't get any other shopping done. I went first to buy the underpants, and then I went to the shampoo aisle. I didn't get anything else. They came and got me out of the shampoo aisle. I didn't know what to do.
Wow.
There were so many different types of shampoo. In prison, you have one type of shampoo.
Yeah.
That's it. I couldn't decide whether I wanted my shampoo to smell like food. You know, they have all the fruit smells. I couldn't decide whether I wanted to get Head and Shoulders. Well, you could get dandruff. Who knows?
I want mine cheap. It makes it easier for me.
There's that, too. That was certainly price is an issue. I was completely stuck. And, you know, of course, normal people deal with this on a regular basis, but it's amazing what the marketplace does here in America.
Yeah, it is. And all those companies, even though they're competing with one another, are still able to make a profit on all that, isn't it? It's really just mind-blowing. So Kurzweil finally says, clearly, the transformation of our 21st century world is underway, and information technology in all its forms is helping the future look brighter exponentially. Beautiful. I love vision. I love visionary stuff like that because it's really so neat to think about all the things that we really can barely even comprehend. I mean, there's going to be so much technology and so many neat things coming out in our lifetimes that we can't envision it right now because the technology has yet to be built that will be based off of in order to get to the next level. I mean, this is how wealth expands, by the way. 200 years ago, no one could possibly even envision... they could barely even envision flying, let alone the computer. I mean, if you'd told somebody about the computer in 1800,
they wouldn't even understand
right.
its uses. And really, the most amazing technology we have, and we've got it really, really good. Now, it's not perfect yet, but it's going to get better. But we've got communication.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you. Let's see. There was an Egyptian inventor who made the steam engine before the birth of Christ. I think his name is Hero. And, you know, it was essentially a novelty.
Yeah.
It wasn't useful for anything at that time. And there was the, in Greece, I think it was about the time of the birth of Christ, they had a working railroad. It didn't have an engine. But they transported things from one of the seas to another one of the seas in a very short little, spit of land. Rather than making a canal, they made a little railroad.
Okay.
If they could have combined with communication those two technologies, the technology of the steam engine, which could spin a rod, which, as all engines do, and the railroad, think what the world would have looked like if we would have had railroads
at
birth of Christ instead of 1850 or whatever it was.
Yeah, very interesting.
It's incredible. It's communication which changes all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And you can communicate across the world. I got phone call from Australia last week.
1-800-259-9231. If you want to share your thoughts on the vision of the future, how you feel about it, you can chime in or bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. By the way, the features include the wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. You can edit virtually anything there. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. How much do you spend on coffee? JustPlainJoe.com offers over 60 different flavors, roasted to order from gourmet Arabica coffee beans in whole bean or ground at just $7.99 a 12-ounce package. And it's roasted fresh to order. JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered within 3 business days via UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping. That's JustPlainJoe.com. You can tell the hallmark of a good company by who they choose to ship products with. And I think that these guys use UPS. They're good in my book. They care about their coffee.
Yeah, they want to get it there quickly. Their main goal is basically what makes great coffee great is freshness. And they have to get it to you as quickly as possible. They roast it when you order it, and then they get it to you as quickly as possible so that you can enjoy that fresh roast coffee taste. They obviously sell it. Price is one of their issues, they manage to get the best coffee for a very low rate, because they don't have all that overhead of buildings and that kind of thing.
Our number here is 800-259-9231. So we continue with your phone calls. We were talking about the future, but you can bring up whatever you want. Let's go to John in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind? Hey there.
Well, I was listening to your show on the web browser, and I heard you guys talking about technology, and I just purchased a company not even a year ago.
Let me talk to you about advertising.
Well, okay.
Go ahead.
Well, LED lights.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes. I foresee that probably in homes.
Yeah, yeah. LEDs, we've talked about them on multiple occasions, and I believe that you're going to see LED light bulbs. The technology, they're going to get brighter. They're going to get cheaper. Of course, they're going to get both of those, and people are going to use those instead of those, really, the fluorescents.
Yeah,
yeah, the fluorescents, they're poisonous for the environment to some extent, and I don't think that's going to fly real well.
Yeah, the swirls are kind of like an intermediary between the old incandescent style and the LEDs.
Yeah,
like
you can save some money with them.
The LEDs are out there, but they're just too darn costly right now. So those the tech needs to.
I predict for the swirls that you're going to find that the government is going to require all kinds of disposal at some point for.
Oh yeah,
for them.
Well, I just throw it in the trash. So
that's what you'll do.
Yeah.
Well, we're starting to use these things in light up. Some of these, the company that I bought was basically an ordering systems company for, like, fast food, quick service restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like drive-in style restaurants where you come in, you push a button, and you place an order.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were finding that a lot of the AC voltage type lighting, like fluorescent tubes, was causing interference with a communication, which, Mark, you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And so we came up with the idea of installing DC lighting, which lowered the voltage, and not only that, but cleaned up the audio so that people can hear
inside
when they're placing the orders.
That's great.
And not only that, but we also found that it only used half of power consumption as opposed to AC lighting.
So do you have to charge? How do these batteries get charged?
There's no battery. That's basically an AC power supply. It's converted. I'm sorry, DC power supply that's converted from AC to DC.
Okay.
It's 12 volts.
And got it.
We've got about, I want to say, like 13 or 14 fixtures in one location. We tested it out about a couple of months ago, and it's looking great. I mean,
so
it's about 20 watts.
Is it LEDs being run off of direct current? Is that the idea?
Yes, correct.
Oh, wow. That's
very
fantastic.
Low voltage, safety, because you're not running high, current through conduit and, underground and all that. So that's the selling feature. And like I said, it's about half power consumption when you look at it.
And you don't have to try to decipher what the people are saying through the fast food.
Exactly. That was the solution we came up with, as opposed to digging up the lot and running new cable. We said, well, you could try DC lighting.
Man, you saved them a bundle.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to pay for itself in the long run.
Sure
will. Look at it that way, too.
Sounds like it's supposed to pay in the short run.
Very cool. Any other thoughts for us tonight, John?
I just want to tell you guys, you won me over. I became an amplifier. And,
excellent.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm a podcaster, and I found you guys just doing a search for libertarians, and that's what I am, a libertarian.
Excellent. We're glad you're on board, and congratulations on your innovation there, sir. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the market at work.
Libertarians work their butts off. It's like the great thing and the tough thing about libertarians, because the peaceniks, they can go out and protest any old thing.
Yeah.
Because they don't have jobs to speak of. Whereas libertarians, they're always hard at work.
Well, many of the peaceniks, they have the jobs. They just don't. They
care about
the same
them.
Level of care.
And they don't, a lot of them, just don't have, they're working at Starbucks.
By the way, I like peace. I don't like to sound like we're attacking peace.
I understand. I'm talking about the
hippies.
The greenies. The no nukes kind of protesters.
Yeah.
The peace type protesters actually want the violence of the state. They just don't realize it.
1-800-259-9231. We go across the pond to the UK on the amp line. It's Ziggy.
Mark,
yes, sir?
I'm an anti-nuke protester.
What, nuclear power?
Yeah.
Really? You don't like nuclear power?
No.
Man, that's...
I think that if there's a leak, it will not just damage that near area, it will damage far further afield.
Well, you do understand that nuclear technology has come a long way since the days of Chernobyl in the marketplace.
Well, I would point out that the reason Chernobyl happened was because basically the Soviets had this ideology that everything the workers built was perfect, and therefore there was no safety
So the marketplace would install safety mechanisms, and any leakage would easily be contained by the the market developments that would inevitably arise. Had the market been allowed to develop many of these things, and in some places of the world they have been, but here in the United States, there's been a moratorium on building new nuclear plants. So we could easily have safe operating nuclear facilities. And I think actually Penn and Teller did an episode, and I think it was their most recent season of BS, about nuclear power, and I found it very illuminating.
Well, would you live next to a nuclear power station?
It depends on how safe it is. From what I understand, the Japanese have created, or the Chinese, one or the other, have created Hitachi, I think, created some sort of little neighborhood nuclear power plant where you can just install it and it will generate enough power to power an entire neighborhood. A very, very small device. So it sounds like that's kind of safe. I mean, I don't know. It would depend on the testing. It would depend on the risk. It would depend on the cost.
Anyways, I was going to ring you up. I was going to talk about the consistent life ethos.
What?
Which goes well with libertarianism. I guess it derives from Catholic rhetoric.
One more time. What was the term?
Consistent life ethos.
Consistent life ethos?
Yeah. It means that you don't believe in abortion, war, or the death penalty. And many don't support euthanasia either.
Hmm.
I think euthanasia is a grey area. Basically, as I said, it goes hand in hand with libertarianism. And the other night I said that there were libertarian arguments for vegetarianism, funny enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I do know libertarians who are vegetarian on this basis,
mm-hmm.
that they extend the initiation of force to animals.
I think it's a strong position.
However, these people are also anti-gun. And they're the only libertarians I know who are anti-gun.
They don't reciprocate, though. The problem with that viewpoint, I see where you're coming from when you say it's strong, Mark, but the animals won't reciprocate. There's no agreement there. It's just a one-sided agreement. The animals would kill your butt if they wanted to.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's a bit too far, and a lot of them are very utopian. You know, they think we're all going to live in some land which is all peaceful, and we're all going to settle our disputes peacefully.
Yeah, let's try to get the human animals to stop killing one another first, and then we can move on to maybe protecting some animals. Though I don't think I'll ever be able to stop. Chicken just tastes so good.
Well, free-range beef is still a step up.
More on the way. Hang on, Ziggy, if you've got more. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is Steve Shank, Fearless Radio. We're issuing an extreme red alert about the worldwide food emergency. You're going to want to listen to the Alex Jones Show Friday, April 18th. He and I will discuss the American famine between 12:30 and 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. The UN World Food Program is going to spend $1 billion on food for starving nations. In a worldwide famine, where are they going to get that much food? President Bush just sent $200 million to the program. If you think U.S. food shortage prices are high now, wait until there's no food to buy. Listen to Alex Friday, April 18th, 12:30 Central Standard Time. The American famine. Your food is being sold, and no amount of money will buy food when it's all gone. Listen to Alex Friday, April 18th, 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. You listen, then you decide what you have to do. This notice is on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Thanks.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, and if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You get on board with the program for $3 a month, and that money comes in and gets reinvested into the show. And there are a variety of different ways that we do that. We call it advertise, market, and promote. The idea is to promote the show, get on more radio stations across the country. I think I mentioned we had good news for Tupelo. I got the agreement in on that late last night. And so our Tupelo listeners will be getting weeknights starting sometime next week.
I'm very excited.
Should be starting Monday. We'll know more, and I'll announce it officially as that gets closer. But the more stations we get coming on board, the more people hearing the message of freedom and liberty, the better, right? So mm-hmm. Get behind the program and get perks for yourself, like access to the AMP-only call-in line, chat room, forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. And get on board. In fact, I've had a bit of a surplus recently, Mark, as I've been saving up to do a couple big things. But what I've done is I've increased our Google ads. I had to cut it back for a little while because we hired an affiliate relations guy, and it didn't work out.
No, it didn't work out. But you know, you've got to try things,
yeah,
too. And that's one of the cool things about the AMP program is where if it was your and my money that we had to pool together to, we were paying this guy $1,000 a month plus bonuses, and he had other work that he was doing.
He never got a bonus, by the way.
He never got a bonus, no. But if it was our money and okay, let's get together. Do you want to put up $500? I'll put up $500.
Not really.
Right. You know, it's going to be a while before we would make those choices,
yeah.
Whereas with the AMP money, since it doesn't belong to either of us, you manage it, but I never even see it. I don't know how much is in the account. I don't know any of this stuff. I can go to the amp.freetalklive.com, and I can see that there are $3,000 a month coming in and mm-hmm. how many hundreds of people are doing it. But, because that money isn't really owned by either of us and it's designated to go for advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live, then we're much more likely, to use it to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live rather than our own money, you know.
So, yeah, so it's so we're going to have a bit more of an increased presence. We were doing, I think, $1 a day maximum on Google AdWords when I cut it down, and I've increased that to $8 a day. So we may be
spending, are a big spender,
like,
my friend.
$250 a month on internet advertising.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, you got to start small, and then, maybe we'll expand it from there. Because it got good return last time we used it.
and consistently
it's going
good.
To. And the most valuable listeners out there, sorry, radio listeners, the most valuable listeners are podcast listeners because they listen to the whole show start to finish.
It's true.
You know, they certainly frequent the advertisers and, you know, love the podcast listeners, love the radio listeners.
We love
listeners
all
too,
of but. Our listeners. 1-800-259-9231. All right. We will continue here with Ziggy in the United Kingdom on the Amp Line. Ziggy, you're back.
Guess.
All right. Any other thoughts on this? What was it? The philosophy?
I just think that people. I mean, I do subscribe to the consistent life ethos where it comes to humans, but I don't when it comes to animals. I think that basically, if you want to be a vegetarian, that is a matter of individual conscience, not enforcing everyone not to.
Oh yeah, I think that most libertarians that are of this opinion.
And there is proof.
Sorry, go ahead.
There is proof to say that if the animal population was allowed to run riot, it would actually be it would actually put some species of animal in danger.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, they do kill one another, so that could happen.
You know. So, I mean, I'm a vegetarian, but I'm a vegetarian because I once had a bucket of chicken with somebody. They got salmonella. I didn't, and I decided not to eat meat from then, then on.
Yeah, I could see how that could be a life-altering experience. Have you met vegetarians that want to enforce their way of life?
Yeah, basically they don't want any animal, any more animal testing. Well, that's a no-no. I'm diabetic, and if it wasn't for animal, you know, experimentation, there wouldn't have been a cure for diabetes.
It's a great point.
They don't want any cosmetics tested on animals. They would prefer people didn't wear leather, etc. We're talking, I expect this from hardcore progressives, not from libertarians.
But yeah, I wouldn't expect libertarians to be making points like that. You're saying you're hearing this from libertarians?
Yes, I've heard it. Not that many, but there are a few.
Well, I question their principles.
And one thing before I go, and I think this is you should check out. Of course, it's the anniversary of Virginia Tech today. Check out the fact that the authorities knew about Chu before he went on his killing spree.
About the Virginia Tech killer?
Yeah, they actually knew he was psychologically unbalanced and hadn't followed up, basically.
Yeah, well, the bureaucrats, they drop the ball all the time. Thanks for the call, Ziggy. As always, we go to Justin in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Sorry about that.
Justin, what's on your mind?
Can you hear me okay?
Gotcha fine. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. Before I start, long time, first time. You guys have got a great show that truly is Free Talk, and that's live.
Yes, sir.
Unlike some other folks on GCN, I won't mention.
Okay.
You had a guy that called in on Friday. I forgot his name was. Jeff or something like that. And he was a conspiracy theorist guy.
Yeah, it would be Jeff. DJ plays.
I don't listen too much, but I listen on and off periodically, so I don't know who he is. But he's typical of most people of his ilk where you get him, you asked him a very clear question. You said, so what if it's true? How does it change your life? Specifically your life and the life of people around you, and he just refused to answer until you really bent his arm, and he finally got it out of him after four or five times. I forgot how many times you asked him, but it was a lot. It was enough to tick me off when I was listening. So, and he finally really didn't answer your question. He just went on to say, well, we got to throw him in jail, and blah, 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 and Alex Jones and all those other guys, they say, we're going to throw him in jail, we're going to get him, and then I got to say, who's going to get them?
Right.
You know?
The system. They're going to use the system to get the bad guys that are running the system. Right?
Exactly. And I say to them all the time, and they can hand out DVDs and read and all this stuff and research, whatever they do. I do the same thing. You know, I think 9/11 was an inside job, but I don't rub it in people's faces. I don't treat it as a religion like a lot of these people do.
Mm.
I mean, as soon as you disagree with them, they go off on you.
Yep.
Like a Christian would, or a Muslim, or whoever you don't believe in their religion.
They're far more vociferous. They're more likely to jump on you than a religious zealot. They're more zealotous than even the most zealotous.
This is the ones that are extreme. I would say that most of our listeners that do believe that 9/11 was an inside job, and you know, there's some evidence for that. But most of our listeners that believe that are not this way. It's just
well,
that...
the callers are that way. We're talking about the call.
Right. Yeah. It's the callers, the one that would pick up the phone.
But they are representative of a certain segment of the population. So there are people out there that are, you know, that way.
Unfortunately, they're the ones that go out in public places. And I'm all for, you know, going out in public places and saying, you know, I don't agree with this. But when you yell from a bullhorn constantly for an hour straight that 9/11 was an inside job, who's really listening to you? You know, at the top of your lungs, I remember seeing some video of some kid in some college just sitting on top of a little statue of a bull or something doing his bullhorn thing and the We Are Change groups and all that stuff. You know, what is it really going to change and who is going to change it?
What have they changed anyway?
Nothing except from they're just getting, they're getting some word out, but they're not... From my perspective, you know, and I do a lot of reading, I listen to a lot of shows and all that stuff and read the news. From my perspective, it's the same old crap.
It seems to me that what they're doing, it seems to me that at this point, you know, they've talked so much ad infinitum about, or infinitum, anyway, about the issue and the details and the alleged facts, and it seems like now all they can do is just drag out new celebrities, you know, washed up celebrities.
Oh,
that,
don't tell me about it.
Look, Willie Nelson agrees with us. Jesse Ventura, he's trying to sell a book, and he agrees with us. And Rosie O'Donnell, sure she wants to ban guns, but she's our friend now.
Yeah,
that kind of
get the entire House and the Senate to agree with you, and then I'll be impressed.
Yeah, well, that's you and I both know that's not going to happen.
Oh, never, never, not in a million years.
And even if they did bring up old Bush and Cheney and their boys on charges, and
which is just crazy,
which is ludicrous to believe will ever happen. But even
absolutely.
If they did manage to pull that off, all that would happen is just some other criminal would sit in the place that they once occupied. I mean, nothing
exactly.
fundamental
I mean,
will change.
The root of the problem is so deep that I wouldn't even.
Yep.
I'm not even sure I can give a healthy, non-violent suggestion to fix it.
Well, the most difficult part is, the most frustrating part is the defeatist attitude of these people. It, like, they think they can do something, but they actually don't want to do anything beyond call radio shows or, you know, yell from a bullhorn. Or yell from a bullhorn.
And
they certainly don't want to join the Free State Project and actually be activists for liberty. Not that
right.
I want any of those people up here, necessarily.
If
that's what they're
going to
do is yell out of a bullhorn about 9/11, I don't want them here.
That's true.
But if they want to get active for liberty, then that would be great. But no, because the conspiracy is so scary and so dangerous that they're going to bomb you and roll in tanks. So you just sit there and cower in your basement while we do the real activism and we set ourselves free. Thanks for the call, dude. It's been a good one. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Still going to talk about the D.C. Madam case and more. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Turbelizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit gcnlive.com, taxday08.com, hauling.ronpaulroadshow.org, or grannywarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C.